Your country needs you to go back. You know it's the right thing to do.
Previews of coming attractions.
Welcome back to Sunday Night in Cinema 3. New in theaters this week, a few good-looking films, including A Quiet Place, an intense-looking horror film directed by and starring John Krasinski. On the comedy side, there's the hilarious Interfering Parents comedy called Blockers, starring Leslie Mann, John Cena, and Ike Barinholtz. My wife and I actually just saw this movie this week, and we loved it. It's very funny, pretty smart, more than a little queer, and just a pleasant change all around from the way that teenage girls are depicted in movies. Also new in theaters this week are a couple of dramas, one fictional called You Were Never Really Here, starring Joaquin Phoenix as a disturbed veteran who tracks down missing girls, and the other is called Chappaquiddick, about the famous car accident in which Senator Ted Kennedy killed a woman who worked on his brother's campaign. I'm not sure why someone thought this would be an interesting film to make now, but they did. Perhaps, if nothing else, to remind us that political family dynasties are perhaps not the best idea. In limited release this week, Spinning Man, starring Nicolaj Coster-Waldau, sounds pretty interesting. But Nicolas Cage also has a new movie out. It's a post-apocalyptic action film called The Humanity Bureau, and it sounds awesome, in a terrible way. In the near future, climate change has wreaked havoc in parts of the American Midwest. In its attempt to take a hold of an economic recession, a government agency called the Humanity Bureau exiles members of society deemed unproductive and banishes them to a colony known as New Eden. An ambitious and impartial caseworker, Noah Cross, Nicolas Cage, investigates a case appealed by a single mother, Rachel Weller, and her son, Lucas. Knowing the unjust fate of the innocent boy and against the wishes of his superior, Adam Westinghouse, Cross sets off to save the lives of the mother and child and to expose the truth about the Humanity Bureau's secrets once and for all. Okay, so that's the new Nicolas Cage movie that's out right now. I think we can all agree that is a movie. Anyway, there's also a documentary about pandas narrated by Kristen Bell, and a movie about a man who loves a horse called Lean on Pete. Meanwhile, on home video this week, we have a horror movie called Insidious: The Last Key, which I'm pretty sure I talked about when it came out in theaters, one of the first episodes of the podcast. But if you didn't catch it on the big screen, make sure you run out and buy the DVD, because they don't just throw around the word last in a horror movie title. This is your last chance to see a film in the Insidious series. Hollywood will move on to a fresh new idea for a horror film, and certainly never revisit the Insidious series. I'm just kidding, of course. Insidious is another Blumhouse franchise. It will never end. As for the rest of the new home video releases, there is a tiresome-looking comedy starring Owen Wilson and Ed Helms called Father Figures, a documentary about the great primate researcher Jane Goodall called Jane, and a European period drama called The Fencer. Under the right circumstances, I could imagine myself watching any of those when they're on Netflix, except for Insidious. Life is too short for shitty horror movies.
Previously on Sunday Night in Cinema 3.
10 years ago in Cinema 3, I saw a film called Stop Loss, which I didn't really know anything about. My original review of it was pretty positive, and it still is. If you haven't seen the film, Stop Loss refers to a so-called backdoor draft, in which soldiers deployed to Iraq in the early to mid-2000s were recalled and redeployed beyond their contracted term of service. This movie has aged well, even if the problem of the stop loss itself has been largely done away with in the American military. It still depicts the terrible lack of opportunity for the poor in America, and it's sickening to think of how many young servicemen and women's lives have been wasted to justify out-of-control defense spending and to enrich weapons manufacturers. Stop Loss has a strong cast, including Ryan Phillippe, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Channing Tatum, Abby Cornish, and Timothy Oliphant. It has an even stronger director in Kimberly Pierce, who also directed Boys Don't Cry. Stop Loss is a real kick to the gut. In a time when depicting the real suffering of the men we send to die for us is considered in poor taste, or incredibly somehow anti-American or not supporting the troops. In my opinion, there's no greater way to support the troops than to hold accountable the presidents and the generals who would spend their lives like quarters in a slot machine. I wish there were more films out there like Stop Loss.
Intermission.
Since I'm talking a bit about politics and movies this week, let's think about some recommendations. What do you think are the best or at least most interesting political movies? Here are some of mine. Bob Roberts, the directorial debut of Tim Robbins, who also plays the lead as a chilling conservative senator with his eyes on the White House. It's a very dark satire that seems to feel more relevant with each passing year. Tim Robbins famously refused to sell a soundtrack to the film because he didn't want the conservative folk songs he wrote to become actual conservative anthems. The Manchurian Candidate was a classic thriller starring Frank Sinatra as a veteran who tries to uncover a sleeper agent program by a hostile foreign government. Kind of like how Russia and its oligarchs laundered money through the NRA and propagandized both the Brexit vote and the 2016 presidential election, causing untold and largely unnecessary global chaos. Anyway, the original version with Sinatra and Janet Leigh is great. Speaking of the NRA, I feel like Michael Moore's films, however irritating the way he may sometimes be on camera, I do think he has his heart in the right place artistically, and I admire how he has taken on a series of films where each addresses a serious issue in American life, from his first film about GM moving jobs from Flint, Michigan to Mexico, to his film about guns in America, to one about healthcare, one about 9/11, and so on. The latest film of his that I remember seeing was called Where to Invade Next, and it amusingly examined the standards of living in various places around the world and said, hey, wouldn't it be great if Americans could live like this too? Which they certainly could, if they didn't spend all of their tax revenue on the defense industry. All the President's Men is a pretty logical choice, and apropos in these days of what John Oliver calls stupid Watergate. I barely remember the Watergate hearings and the resignation of Richard Nixon, but the daily arc of news about Trump does give me a weird sense of deja vu. And speaking of crooked elections, my last recommendation is the dark little film called Election, starring Matthew Broderick and young Reese Witherspoon as the very determined Tracy Flick. It's another film that I suspect is finding new relevance in these days of freeing young women from the dominance of mediocre white men. And it's based on the first novel by Tom Perata, writer of The Leftovers. So how about you? Do you have a favorite political film? Tell me about it in the comments on this episode at SundayNightInCinema3.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out my social media and Patreon links.
And now, our feature presentation.
And that is actually it for this week. I don't have anything from my DVD collection this week that lines up well with Stop Loss, and I always knew that there were going to be a couple of weeks where I would skip this part of the show, so this will be one of those weeks. I will mention that if you're looking for a great movie to watch, your local public library probably has a pretty good collection of DVDs, Blu-rays, maybe even video games available to lend you for free. Why, just yesterday I was at one of the many great libraries here in Halifax, and I found Michelangelo Antonioni's last major film, Identification of a Woman, Takeshi Kitano's recent film Dolls, and Jack Nicholson's 1970 film Drive, he said. They all look great, and I'm looking forward to seeing them this week. I hope I will see you next week here in Cinema 3. Thanks.
Roll the credits.
Sunday Night in Cinema 3 is produced, written, and recorded by Scott Marshall. That's me. With much appreciated help from Nicole Slip and the nice people at the Central Branch of the Halifax Public Library. Sunday Night in Cinema 3 is copyright 2018 by Scott Marshall, all rights reserved. Please send your feedback, questions, or concerns to Sunday Night in Cinema 3, that's the number 3, not the written out word 3, at gmail.com or through social media. Visit SundayNightInCinema3.com for our links to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and whatever other social media platforms I can stand to deal with. This podcast does not have any advertisements because I figure we all have enough advertising in our lives, but it does have some modest expenses. So if you'd like to support the podcast, you can check out my Patreon at patreon.com/ScottMarshall. That's 2 T's, 2 L's. For as low as $1 a month, you will have exclusive benefits, including outtakes and bonus material from the podcast, a heads up on what's coming up from me, and access to other exclusive digital content that I haven't even thought of yet. The Patreon also has a community forum where you can talk to each other or ask me questions. And if you subscribe for $5 a month or more, you will receive regular packages of physical stuff from me in the mail, including comics, art prints, stickers, game prototypes, and whatever else I can think of to send. Whatever you do, thank you very much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. See you next Sunday in Cinema 3.
Good night.